Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Galatians chapter 5, verses 16 through 24. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Galatians chapter 5. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the desires of the flesh are against the Spirit, and the desires of the Spirit are against the flesh. For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing the things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident: sexual immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, fits of anger, rivalries, dissensions, divisions, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like these. I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. And those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the beginning were two trees. One brought death, one gave life. One whose fruit would bring forth fruits of death. One whose fruit would bring forth fruits of life. One God did not give as food. One God gave us as food. Good food, fruit that would bring forth good fruit. When the first Adam ate of the tree that was not given him as food, he could no longer bring forth good fruit. All of creation was plunged into sin and death, and the seed of sin and death was planted into Adam, into his children, and down through the ages, now into us as well. Seed producing, as Paul calls them, works of the flesh. Not of the flesh that God created good, but of the flesh into which the seed of sin and death had been planted. Corrupted works from corrupted flesh. Paul lists many, but not all of these out for us, these vile and evil works. You heard them. You know them. I don't have to repeat them. We see them in this fallen world. We see them in others. We see them in ourselves. Sins that even if you haven't done, you've desired. That even if you haven't spoken, you've thought. But the deeds have been there, haven't they? Even if in secret and known only to you. And the words, maybe delicious in the speaking, but bitter once spoken. These fruits are not of God and His kingdom. In fact, Paul refuses to call them fruit, and rightly so. Fruit is what God created in the beginning for us to eat and delight in. These are corrupted works of corrupted flesh, works done in rebellion against God. Those who welcome them and live in them and continue in them, Paul says, will not inherit the kingdom of God. But just as in the beginning there were two trees, so likewise from the beginning God planned for a second Adam. The first Adam brought death, the second Adam gives life. The first passed down the seed of sin and death to us. The second has given us his Spirit, planted in us to produce a very different kind of fruit in your life. fruit rightly so called. For these are fruits of life, fruit of the Spirit, the good works of God in you. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. These are fruits seen in your life as well, for the Spirit has been given to you, planted in you, and is working these things in you. For you are baptized. In that water, the Spirit was poured out upon you, regenerating, renewing, rebirthing you, that you be a new creation, born from above. The old Adam in you, the legacy of the first Adam in you, the old sinful flesh, was crucified with Christ Jesus, that a new man come forth, a new man be born, to live in righteousness and purity forever. Forever, Paul says, not just now. Lives as sons and daughters who will inherit the kingdom of God. I don't know about you, but the way my mind works, it is so easy to remember the bad and forget the good. I remember the sin I regret, even that I've confessed and been absolved of. I remember the hurt inflicted on me by others. I hang on to that which I wish I would forget. And the good, the hopeful, the joys I wish I would remember, I so easily forget. My flesh and the spirit, as Paul says, against each other, battling each other, keeping me from remembering and doing the things I want to do. But my hope is not in me to change this in me. I've tried. I can't. Maybe you too. But the Spirit poured out upon you and living in you is working what we cannot. Oh, Holy Spirit, enter in, and in our hearts your work begin, we sang. And continue. And he does. Pointing us to and giving us the second life-giving Adam, Jesus, and all his gifts. The Spirit pointing us to the cross of Jesus, to see my works of the flesh on him, on his flesh, paid for by him. The Spirit pointing us to the cross of Jesus, to see a tree of death transformed into a tree of life. A new tree whose fruit we eat and live. The body and blood of Jesus forgiving, feeding, nourishing, and strengthening. The new Adam, the new tree of life, for new you to produce new and good fruit in your life. And that sin that I don't want to remember but can't seem to forget. And that good that I forget and can't seem to remember, it is the opposite for Jesus. He remembers your sin, those vile and evil works of the flesh, no more. It is forgiven and gone. And he remembers the good, for it is precious to him. Because you are precious to him. That's why he took on flesh, to renew your flesh. That's why he sends his Spirit to give you a new spirit. And that's why you're here. To repent of the old and receive the new. To eat heartily and drink deeply of his fruitful word, by which his Spirit comes to you and works in you. To produce good fruit in you for others. So that as it was in the beginning, it will be now, and it will be forever. Good. Very good. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Please rise. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
O Lord, keep your church with your perpetual mercy. And because of our frailty, we cannot but fall. Keep us ever by your help from all things hurtful, and lead us to all things profitable to our salvation. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, defend your humble servants from all the assaults of our enemies, especially our chaplains, Jamie and Paul, that trusting in your defense, they may not fear the power of any adversary, but may rejoice in your abiding protection through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have kept me this night from all harm and danger. And I pray that you would keep me this day also from sin and every evil, that all my doings in life may please you. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.